Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising Him. Have you ever been confused for someone else or received their credit? You may have seen Miss Ruthie, who runs the video program for Starting with Jesus. And I know you've heard my sister, Miss Lindsay's voice, as well as her music, played on this podcast and on Starting with Jesus, the videos, and all of our theme songs. Those are all songs that Miss Lindsay has written for us. Well, one day, Miss Ruthie was at the Michigan camp meeting, walking through the main auditorium, and someone came up to her and was just gushing about how much they loved her piano playing, and oh, what a blessing it was, and they were going on and on and on and on. They thought Miss Ruthie was Miss Lindsay. That person was giving Miss Ruthie the glory for her skills, when really it was Miss Lindsay's skills that they were admiring. We all laughed and laughed about it later, but it reminds me about this song that we're singing. To God be the glory. We want God to get the glory for what He has done. We don't want to steal His glory. We want to point others to Him so that He gets the credit for the great things that He has done. Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad that you are choosing to spend some time with me and with Jesus today. We get to spend some time reading from His Word and listening to His words, and we get to spend some time thinking about Him and the mighty power that He has. We're about ready to get started, but before we do, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for this time that we have to spend with you. Help us to put the distractions aside and to think on you. In Jesus' name, amen. The disciples were preaching, and they were teaching in Jerusalem, just as Jesus had told them to do. And you know what? Were they doing it all by themselves, or were they given some special power? They were given some special power. Their work was blessed with the power of the Holy Spirit. So I want you to think back to last week, not last time, but last week, when you talked about something that happened. Do you remember what it was? What miracle did Jesus do through Peter and John at the temple gate that helped people to know that Jesus was alive and that He was still with His disciples through the Holy Spirit? Can you tell that story? Do you know which one it was? It was a story about the man who had been crippled since he was born. Oh, he must have felt horrible. I don't know if his feet were deformed, or it says his ankles, so they might have been weak, or something was wrong with his ankles that he couldn't walk. And if you can't walk, is it very easy to work? No, especially in that society back then. It was a lot of farmers, and they would grow things. They would have to work in the field. They would have to walk because there were no cars. They didn't really have wheelchairs. So life was very, very difficult for this man. Oh. But Peter and John had healed him. And how did he feel? How did he act? He went walking and leaping and praising God. Now, were people in the temple just ignoring him, or did it kind of draw a crowd? You're right. It drew a crowd. People started gathering around, and they're like, oh, wait, wasn't that cripple? What's happening? What's going on here? And that day, Peter had a chance to preach to thousands of people. Now, how many people, does the Bible say, chose to believe in Jesus that day? Let's look it up. Acts chapter 4, verse 4. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. It's the fifth book in the New Testament. You should be pretty comfortable, pretty familiar with the New Testament books, especially as we learned them last quarter, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts. Acts chapter 4, those are the big numbers, chapter 4. And then you're going to look down under chapter 4 for verse 4. That's going to tell us how many people believed Peter's sermon and chose to follow Jesus. Let's read that together.
However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000.
So how many people chose to believe in Jesus that day? 5,000. Have you ever seen 5,000 people? It is a lot of people. I have seen like 10,000 at a stadium where we went to watch a basketball game when I was a kid. I've been in football stadiums. I've been in places where, like, the general conference, where they got people from all around the world to get together, and there's been thousands and thousands and thousands of people there, way more than 5,000, but 5,000 is a lot of people. Well, the priests and the rulers had put Peter and John in prison. Did they like what Peter and John were doing or saying? No, they didn't. And so they decided that they were going to throw him in prison and let him sit for a day and then talk to them. So that's what happened. They threw them in prison, and the next morning they brought them out and they talked to them, but they couldn't really do much because all the people were kind of excited, and Peter and John had just healed somebody, and so they're like, well, just don't preach about the name of Jesus. Don't teach about Jesus anymore, and you're fine. But did Peter and John promise to obey them? No. They were not afraid anymore. They had the Holy Spirit inside of them. Where did they go after the priests talked to them? Where does it say? Acts chapter 4, and now we're going to read verse 23. Acts chapter 4, verse 23. So just a few more verses down. You might have to turn a page from where we were. But Acts chapter 4, verse 23. Where did they go?
And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them.
They went back to where all the disciples were gathered around. They'd been praying for them. Can you imagine how eagerly everyone listened as Peter and John told about everything that had happened? Yeah, they were like, and then what happened? And then what happened? Because remember, back then, they didn't have cell phones. So it's not like Peter and John could call everybody up and say, hey, guys, guess what? We just healed a man, and then we preached, and 5,000 people are following Jesus, and then we got thrown in prison, but when we get out of prison, then we'll come find you. It wasn't like that, was it? No. They got back to all those believers, and they told them the story of what had happened. When they finished, how do you think everyone was feeling? Were they down and discouraged? Or were they thanking God and praising Him for showing His great power? I think they were praising God and thanking Him for His great power. They prayed that God would help them to be brave, that God would help them to keep on doing wonderful miracles through the name of Jesus. Let's read verse 24, and then we're going to skip a few verses and read verse 29 and 30, okay? Acts chapter 4, verse 24, And then we're going to skip a few verses and read 29 and 30. Acts chapter 4, verse 24, 29, and 30. Here's what that says.
So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
I want to share with you a story that I have been reading called God's Double Agent, and it was written by Bob Fu. He was a young man who lived in China, and he started out very, very, very poor and ended up going to school, and he wanted to work his way up and work in the communist government. Well, as time went by, he discovered Jesus. And he started following Jesus. And because he followed Jesus, he was persecuted by the Chinese government because of him following Jesus. It reminds me kind of Peter and John and how the priests were mad that they were sharing Jesus with others. Because at the time when Mr. Bob lived in China, he was allowed to be a Christian, but he could not share his faith. And the communist government was in control of many of the churches there in China. And so even if he did go to one of the government churches, it didn't mean that he would actually learn about Jesus. It might just mean that they would tell more about their government and how wonderful their government was, when really they were oppressing and hurting Christians. Well, Bob ended up passing out a bunch of little pamphlets in his church to some visitors who came for the Christmas Eve service. And because of that, the police came and arrested him. And his friends did not know what had happened to him. He was kept inside the police office and was asked question after question after question about what he had done and where the rest of the pamphlets were and where he had gotten them from. And he stayed faithful to Jesus. Well, when he came back, he found his friends, and guess where they were? They were all together praying for him because they didn't know what had happened or how he was being treated. Sadly, he went to prison for a while, and then he was finally let out, and him and his wife ended up escaping the country and coming to America, where he started a program called China Aid. It brings awareness to the struggles that Chinese Christians go through. In some ways, I see Mr. Bob as being kind of like Peter and John. They were arrested. They were put in jail. They were told not to tell about Jesus. Mr. Bob was told not to tell about Jesus. But Mr. Bob and Peter and John all have something in common. They knew that no matter what, no matter what anybody could do to them, they must be faithful to Jesus. They must tell others about Jesus' love. I want to tell others about Jesus, don't you? Just like Peter and John did. I want the Holy Spirit's power to change me so that I don't have to be afraid, but so that I can be bold and strong for Him. How about you? Well, Jesus wants to help you. So let's pray. Lord, we pray that you will help us to stay strong and bold for you. Please give us the Holy Spirit. Work in our hearts and in our lives. We love you. Amen.
Acts 4:31.
When they had prayed, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. When they had prayed,
they were all filled with the Holy Spirit,
and they spoke the word of God with boldness.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.